A lot can happen in football in a week. An away win, a clean sheet, cup drama, sendings off, penalty saves. It's been an exciting week in the life of a Newtown football fan. And over the course of the next half an hour, we'll be bringing you the analysis and the reaction from both Newtown games this week on the show. I'm Johnny Jury, and this is Robins Radio, brought to you by Audio Boom. So what a week it's been for Newtown. It started last Friday at Maesdou Park with a 2-0 win over Llandudno, a result that shocked some people in the league. A first-half goal from Matty Owen, second-half header from captain Shane Sutton. Last night was a different story, though. A tough game in front of a hostile crowd. A good following of Newtown fans down there last night. 45 to 50 fans there. But Newtown come unstuck. Two sendings off. Sean Evans and Jack Perry. 2-2 after normal time. Jamie Price had to don the gloves and go in goal. Saved a penalty from Mark Gornall. But in the end, a 9-8 defeat for Newtown on penalties. But we'll get onto that later on. And we'll run through all the other results in the World Cup. Four Welsh Premier teams going out at the first hurdle. But first of all, let's listen to what Chris Hughes had to say after last Friday's game, when his side retained their place at the top of the table and they're the only team in the Welsh Premier League with a 100% record. And that was Chris Hughes there talking about his side's solid performance last week against Alan Morgan's men, saying he's going to have to sacrifice some of the football the side played last season to win more games. I'm sure the Newtown fans will not be complaining at all about that. And that showed in the first three games. Three clean sheets, seven goals. Can't really argue with that record at the moment. And obviously, it was Matty Owen who started the goal scoring last week with a Stephen Gerrard-like burst through the defence, and he put one over the top of former Robins keeper Dave Roberts. And I caught up with him after last Friday's game.
Matty, a goal for yourself, clean sheet, another 3 points, a successful night.
Yeah, that's not much more, to be fair. We had a game plan from the start, and we done it really well. And we knew they were going to come at us. Had a few good results at the start of the season. But, you know, we managed to hold out, and Sutter's got a goal to ease the pressure a bit. I've just seen the game out, so.
Do you think you're a good value for the 2-0 with the, you know, there wasn't a lot of chances in the game?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, against the wins first half, you know, we managed the game, which I thought we did well. And obviously managed to make a goal early doors, and then we've pressed on, and like I say, managed to get a win, so another clean sheet, which is always a bonus.
And that was Matty Owen there speaking after last Friday's game. And elsewhere in the Welsh Premier League last week, there were some surprise results. Friday night, as we finished the game at the airfield, at Llandudno, we found out at the airfield, 4-1 win for Bangor. Sean Evans starting it off with a good header, and they kicked on from there. Andy Priest, as he showed in his Scorio interview Tuesday evening, wasn't very happy with that. Two defeats in two games now for Airbus. They're lagging behind. Another result, Port Talbot 4, Aberystwyth 2. Martin Rose with a goal after 10 seconds. And we'll bring you more reaction from that with the South Wales Welsh Premier League reporter, Matt Burgess, who comes to talk to us later in the show. And another shock result, TNS, 2 draws in a row. They've dropped 4 points in the last few games. They're 4 points behind Newtown, and Newtown are at the summit now. Obviously, we've only played 3 games, so there's plenty of time to go. And speaking of TNS, we caught up with one of my former colleagues on Tuesday evening before our game with Penryn Cork. Most known around the Welsh Premier League now is the Anglin Rev. And he's very popular with people all across the Welsh Premier League with the little competitions that he runs on his TNS radio show. He's just about to launch his own New Saints football show podcast. I wish him all the best with that. But I caught up with him on Tuesday to talk about the start of the Welsh Premier League.
And I'm here with the resident DJ on TNS Radio, Stuart Law. Evening, Stuart. I believe you're out with a fishing rod this evening.
Hello, Johnny. Yes, I am. I'm out on the local canal. Nothing as yet, though.
Oh, fantastic, Ray. Fantastic. So, obviously, another draw for the Park Hall side on Saturday afternoon. That's 4 points drop now. What's going on down there, Ray? They'll need some intervention from above before long.
I guess it's how you look at it, Johnny. You know, you could say it's 4 points dropped and only one win out of three games. Or you could look at it from the positive way, the positive angle, and say that it's unbeaten so far and 5 points on the board. And being an optimistic person and a positive person, I prefer to go for the latter.
Absolutely, Rev. And the week before, obviously, you picked up a point against Llandudno, and a few people thought Newtown were going to go up to the North Wales coast on Friday and get beat, but they come back with a good 2-0 win. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I was, but I must say, pleasantly surprised, Johnny. I think Newtown have got off to a flying start this season. The only team with 100% record, and you know, for me, that's just good overall for the Welsh Premier League.
Absolutely, we're doing a TNS, as some people might say, Ray.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. 32 games, 3 down, 29 to go.
Plenty of time left, Red. Thank you.
Yeah.
And obviously, in general, it's been a good start to the season. There's been some surprises. Banger at Airbus on Friday night. What did you make of that one?
Well, as far as results are concerned, for me, 3 games in, that's the one that's done that so far. I give it all. Sort of, little prediction for my own use, really, at the start of the season, Johnny. And I got Bangor to be relegated, actually. But at the moment, they're at the other end of the table.
Absolutely, doing fantastically well. And speaking of this Saturday afternoon, you entertain Port Talbot. You're going to be having a bit of fun with the Ultras at Park Hall, Rev.
The fun and games have already started on Twitter, so we're looking forward to welcoming them. And as you know, Johnny, they're great fans. They'll bring their drum and their banners and the flags, and they'll be very vocal all the way through. And one of the aspects that I really do appreciate in Welsh football as a whole is the fan support. Not in great numbers, it's Welsh football after all. There might be 20 fans, 30 fans, or whatever it is. But for me, Johnny, that's a big positive, for Welsh football.
Absolutely, and another surprise maybe in the league, Connors Key. They lost the opening two games after bringing all their players. Do you think they're going to come back strong in the next few weeks, Rev?
Yeah, well, they were my prediction to go into third place, actually. TNS first, Airbus second, Connors Key third. Obviously lost the two games, and then they beat Hamilton West at home. And again, only just, Johnny, 2-1. But I think with players that they've got, sooner or later, and I would imagine sooner rather than later, they must surely click and start to get some points on the board. And as we know, football is a confidence game, and I feel that once they get 2 or 3 wins under the belt, perhaps back to wins, obviously, beat Hammerford West last week, I do think we'll see them motor up that table and start to challenge the likes of Newtown, TNS, etc.
Absolutely, and I'm going to play a bit of your own game here, Rev. You've got Port Talbot Saturday, Newtown have got Rill. I want 2 score predictions from you.
Okay. Newtown versus Rill, I'm going to go for 2-0 to Newtown.
What we like to hear, Rev. That's what we like to hear.
And I've already given my prediction for Port Talbot. I've gone for 2-0 to TNS against Port Talbot. Because, as you know, John, we do a little prediction game on TNS Radio called Beat the Bell.
Absolutely.
Cortez, who normally gives us the benchmark to go for, he will be playing for Port Talbot this week. So he's answered the question. So we've pulled Lee Dixon in, the ex-Canada manager. And Lee Dixon's gone for 3-0 to TNS.
Oh, fantastic. Well, best of luck on Saturday, Rev, for the rest of the season. I'm sure I'll give you a call sometime on Saturday afternoon. Thanks for coming on Robin's Radio, Rev. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
And that was Stuart Blaw there, a.k.a. the Angling Rev. And if you want to hear more of his predictions and a full live commentary of Port Talbot against TNS, that will be live on the TNS website from around 2:20, I believe, on Saturday afternoon. Port Talbot, Andy Dyer's side, Good start to the season. Never won at Park Hall before. So they will be hoping to break that hoodoo on Saturday. And as we heard there, Newtown faced Rhyl in the 5:15 game, the Scorio live game. And it's going to be a tough test for Newtown. Rhyl obviously got that good 0-0 draw against TNS last week. A little bit fortunate looking at the highlights maybe last night. But, you know, a point's a point. Prior to that, they've been probably a little bit disappointing. Still gelling with the players that they've brought in. And we've been speaking to the North Wales football correspondent, Thomas Hughes. Works for NWM Media for North Wales newspapers. And he's been talking about last week's game, Newtown Llandudno. He wasn't really surprised by the result. And he's been looking ahead to the clash with Rhyl on Saturday.
Just talking about some of the recent games in the Welsh Premier League. Newtown went to Llandudno on Friday evening, 2-0 to Newtown. Were you surprised by that result, Thomas?
Not surprised, particularly. I knew it would be a game played by two good football exciters, that sort of 3G surface. And Newtown did have a better play from all accounts. But I think she did have a good start in the first season. And, you know, Newtown going into it having had a full European campaign as well, which is, you know, they're going to be hard for a lot of people to be able to explore this season, especially this early season.
Another one of your teams, Thomas Bangor, with a 4-1 shock at the Airfield on Friday night. What did you make of that one?
It came out of the blue, didn't it? You know, Airbus have been looking good, not fairly good so far this season. But Bangor, you know, a bit of an uncertainty, having lost a lot of key players, having gained some new ones. Although some promising performances, I don't think most optimistic of Bangor City supporters would have predicted the 4-1 away at Airbus, to be fair. Bangor City fans shouldn't get too carried away. You know, one swallow doesn't exactly make the summer or spring, so I think. But, fantastic result. And it is, testament to, I think, the then 7-year-old Bangor, Derek Gulby. The assistant manager who came in halfway through last season, he's been, you know, a key man behind a lot of these signings and the new training regime, and I think he's a very influential man behind the scenes. So I think, him and them have been working hard on the new team, and it's fun to be up now.
Is he someone that the fans sort of admire as well, Thomas?
Derek has commands respect. He's a very nice guy behind the scenes. The players all really look up to him. From what I see, you know, in Bangor, and the fans are beginning to see what he's brought to the team. You know, last season he signed a raft of players mid-season with Bangor. Were rock bottom, the likes of Callum Morris and Conor Roberts and Cole. And it turned out, you know, those signings really turned the season around. You know, Lee Healy not getting in as well. Some key players came in, and I think his contribution is something that, you know, haven't probably noticed at Bangor at all. You know, he's a good assistant to have.
And obviously the other side, Rhyl, slow start for them after the influx of summer signings.
Yeah, very, very. You know, things have changed a lot. Rhyl this summer, new manager, new assistant manager as well. I think Matt Roberts, the assistant manager, has a big say as well as Gareth. They're very close, those two. There's a lot of gone, a lot of come in, a lot of good signings on paper. You know, Dean Keats is was the key man to Exeter over the years, wasn't he? And, you know, John Owen, I've seen him so far this season, and you know, he looks really sharp. It's just getting these players to play together. I think, holding TNS to the goalless draw the other day shows that they have a solid defence. I think that will please the managers. I think it's just about getting that. Well, I spoke to Gareth Owen today, in fact, and he said to me that have that cutting edge, I think that's what they'll be sort of trying to hone in over the next few weeks.
Absolutely, and the other side in the North Wales area, for starting adapting to the life in the Hughes Grey Alliance under Neil Gibson. What have you made of them so far?
Well, he said before the start of the season that his side this season was actually stronger than the one he had starting last season in the Welsh Premier League, which, on paper, you could really argue the case because they've brought in like Jack Kenny, who plays a real last season. Chris Davis has returned from Aberystwyth Town, and they've, you know, crucially, you know, kept the services like the Dave Hayes, Mike Parker, Jack Lewis. You know, they brought in a good goalkeeper. So, having kept all those players, I would put them as one of the favourites to come back up to the Welsh Prem. You know, that was the case up until that sort of disastrous defeat against Sheffield United a couple of weeks ago, which really shook the league, really, because having beaten Carnarvon a few days prior to that win, everyone thought, you know, the Phantom might be one of the favourites here, but it shows that, you know, it's such a tough league and, you know, everyone on their day in that league particularly. It's a really intriguing league this year, actually.
Absolutely, and obviously Real travel to Newtown on Saturday. How do you see that one going down, Tom?
I think, especially, you know, Newtown last season were a real rugby team. I think one thing that Real have this time is a bit more defensive sort of solidity, but Newtown move the ball around so quickly and so well at the moment that I don't think many teams could really cope with that. You know, something has to give after a certain amount of time, and I can see Newtown maybe getting a 2-1, maybe even a 2-0, I don't know. They're really on form at the moment.
And there we have it, the wise words of Thomas Hughes there. And thanks for coming on the show, Thomas. Always appreciate your analysis of the situations. And obviously, it is Newtown Real on Saturday. So get yourself down to Latham Park. Get behind the Robins. Could be 4 wins out of 4. Could be top of the league again on Saturday evening. And now we're going to move away from league action and look at last night's cup games. Cup defeat, unfortunately, for Newtown. Chris Hughes made 8 changes to the side that played at MBI Llandudno last Friday. And they started well. They got a goal early on. Tom Goodwin probably should have got more before the break. Equaliser in the second half from Owen James, the captain. Matty Owen, penalty 5 minutes from time. Looked like Newtown were going into the next round. But Jonathan Foligno got up, headed in with virtually the last kick of the game. Newtown had already lost Sean Evans, straight red card. Then they lost Jack Perry. After he was judged to have taken down the striker, judging by looking at it from the other end of the field, you know, I'm going to say it wasn't a sending off because I'm a Newtown fan, but I think most people would have said it wasn't really a sending off or a foul, and we'll hear that from Chris Hughes in a second as we got some reaction from him last night. Pricey, what a goalkeeper, saved the penalty down to his left. It was going right in the corner, and we had a lot of confidence in him then going into the penalty shootout, and as you'll hear in a minute, probably a little bit too much confidence, but he did well. Got a hand to 3 of the penalties as well in the shootout, but he couldn't keep one out. Goodwin put one over the bar, and Elian Evans secured the victory for Penryn Coch, and it was a great victory for Gary Lewis and his side, and Gary Lewis will be hearing from him in a few moments' time. But this was Chris Hughes talking last night, and he didn't make any excuses, and he said his team was simply not good enough on the night.
This was a cracking game for the neutral, but I didn't cover the first hurdle.
Obviously, Chris said there, disappointing night. Disappointing for the good following of Newtown fans that travelled to Kai Baker last night. But Gary Lewis and his side, you know, they go through into the pot for the next round. 4 scalps last night in the World Cup, and we'll read them out in a second. But now we caught after the game as well. We caught up with the midfielder, come goalkeeper Jamie Price, and he informs us that he's had a stint between the sticks before now.
Shootout as well, so it must have been a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, definitely. That's my first game for 4 or 5 weeks in the season. You know, it's good to get some minutes under the belt, and it's unfortunate for that.
But you and some of the boys have come into the starting 11 tonight. It was a disappointing night overall. Do you feel you should have had it wrapped up in normal time?
I think we rushed the play too much. I think we should have been a bit more patient when we were 1-0 up. I mean, these things happen, and this is the way it goes sometimes, so we'll put it right on Saturday.
As you heard there, Pricey pledges to put it right on Saturday. Could be in contention for a starting place, possibly, or he could be on as a substitute goalkeeper. Jack Perry now suspended, as is Sean Evans. They're the only two that will be missing on Saturday, as Chris Hughes confirmed to me this afternoon, actually, that they're going to have a full squad ahead of Saturday's crunch match with Rhyl. And as we promised, Gary Lewis of Penryn Cork, he was absolutely delighted after last night's game, and you can see why. He tipped some of his players to even go on and play in the Welsh Premier League in the future.
Hey Gary, what a game for the neutral and for yourself.
Yeah, magnificent night. I think to be played to the management staff, they said, you know, we've got to win it. I think it was a great for them, but genuinely, as he says, we deserved it. And how do you feel, you know, in extra time, so second half of the normal time and extra time, you had more chances, you maybe could have wrapped it up yourself?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the first half, listen, we knew we'd defend and we'd to sort of slow the game down. But once we found a little bit of rhythm in our own game, offensively, I know we looked really dangerous. And listen, I'm really, really proud of my boys tonight, Chuck. And obviously, you've come into a wild card. It must be pleasing that your players have grabbed a chance with both hands.
Yeah, you know, there's two or three boys in there possibly should be playing at least the standard that we even in League of Wales, and there's some talented boys in there. But we grew up as a team tonight, and we defended in really, really tight groups. So, listen, really, really proud. So, look, boy, let's hope we have a nice draw again.
And I'll be hoping for a draw. We read on Twitter last night that the official Twitter account, that is, of Penryn Cork, Penryn Roosters, they'll be hoping, fingers crossed, for a draw against near neighbours Aberystwyth. What a game that would be for them. But obviously, well done to Penryn Cork. They, as Chris Hughes said, and a lot of people did in the ground, they really deserved it on the night. They were fantastic. Defended well in the first half. Were great on the break in the second. Probably should have won it in extra time. And you know, 9 clinical penalties like that, and you deserve to win a penalty shootout. But elsewhere in the World Cup last night, there were some other shocks. We'll just run for the scores now. Pontypridd, they beat Taffs Wells 2-1. Aberystwyth made light work of Goitre United. They won 5-1 at Park Avenue. Bangor Carnarvon, that was the tie of the round. Over 1,000 people at Namporth, but it was Carnarvon who got the win, and it was the Midwell striker, the former Newtown striker actually, Jamie Braze, who fired in the last 10 minutes to give the Kofis the victory there, and they'll go into the next round. What a game, Carmarthen, 5-5 with Britton Ferry. Luke Prosser got all 5 goals for Carmarthen, and we'll be hearing more about that from Matt Burgess in a few minutes' time. 5-4 it finished on penalties to Carmarthen. They go into the next round. Rhyl, 4-0 down at one point to Denby Town. They pulled it back to 4-2, but they bow out of the competition. Pennybont, they lost 4-0 to Haverford West. A much-needed win for Haverford West. It'll give them a confidence booster going into their game on Saturday when they host MBI Llandudno. Our neighbours down the road, Gilsfield, had a good start to the season. A disappointing defeat at Holywell on Saturday. There are nemesis in the cup a few years ago, Holywell, and they did it to Gilsfield as well. They beat them 3-1 on Saturday. But Gilsfield, they took Gapconnor's Quay, the big spenders, to extra time. Extra time last night. And I spoke to player boss Danny Barton this morning. He said, up until 100 minutes, Gilsfield were the better side, had the better chances. But Nick Rushton, former Robin, come off the bench, scored the first for Connor's Quay, and then two from Sean Miller in quick succession, buried that tie. And in the other tie in the World Cup, Holyhead beat Llandudno 2-1. Fantastic result for Holyhead. And they go on to face Gilsfield in the Hughes Grey Alliance League Cup on Saturday. And now we're going to go over and speak to Matt Burgess, the South Wales Welsh Premier League reporter. And he's been just looking at Port Talbot's start to the season, and he's predicted a 3-0 win for Newtown against Rhyl on Saturday. Fingers crossed.
Matt, at the moment it seems to be going well down at the San Siro. Improvement down there over the summer.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. Andy Dyer's basically reshuffled his squad. He's brought in a lot of players, several who aren't familiar to the Welsh Premier League, but he's brought in a couple of players also who are obviously the main name who's been brought in is Kai Mohammed. But the players he brought they showed in their opening three games, they could be a real handful this season. And I think in previous years, maybe they got a little predictable. I think opposing teams knew what to expect. But this year, they're a mixed bag. They've got a good blend of young players and the more experienced sort of veterans, the league of course, well. So, yeah, it's an interesting season this year.
And obviously, they started like a steam train on Friday. A goal after 10 seconds. I bet that stunned most of the supporters down there.
Yeah, I wasn't actually at the game. But, it's good to see Martin Rose up and running because he's a big striker, a big player at this level, and somebody who, if you provide right service, always get goals. Apparently, it's supposed to be an excellent atmosphere at the ground. And, typically, floodlight games at the Gem Club usually do provide sort of a good atmosphere and generally are good matches on a Friday night.
And you mentioned Clyde Mohammed there. Obviously, Jonathan Hood scored 2 on Friday night. Just tell us a bit about him. Is he a bit of an unknown quantity to the league?
Well, he's played at Aberlidon Carmarthen, so he knows the league. And he's played down in the Welsh league as well. I know he was looked at last season by the club, but obviously he's agreed to come along this year. I think he showed up well in pre-season, and I know Andy Dye's been impressed with him. To see him getting the score sheet, he missed the first game season against Bala, he's suspended, but obviously he made the impact coming off the bench to score the winner against Bangor last previous week, and obviously he scored twice again last Friday, so he's got off to a great start, and I'm sure his competition for places on Andy Dyer.
And just moving away from Port Talbot, staying down in the south, though last night obviously Port Talbot weren't involved in the World Cup, they were semi-finalists last season, but what a spectacular game at Richmond Park. Carmarthen drew 5-5 with Britton Ferry. Luke Prosser getting all 5. That's some mean feat, man.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen much of Luke this season, to be honest with you, as far as in the Welsh Premier League. But he'll be very happy to give his chance in the first team and to claim 5 goals. Any sort of competition or any level, that's obviously an achievement. Again, Carmarthen and another team have made a lot of changes. And it's going to be interesting really for both Carmarthen and Talbot just to see maybe in the last couple of years they've gone a bit stale, but they've both made changes, and again this year they could really sort of try and surprise a few teams, I think Mark Jones coming in at Carmarthen, he'll take some of the burden off strikers like Prosser and White, but obviously with Prosser scoring 5 on Tuesday, Mark Diesel has certainly got some selection headaches over the next couple of weeks.
And obviously, that team down in the south, Haverford West, haven't had the best start in the league, but a confidence boosting 4-0 win over Welsh League side Pennybon last night. What do you make of them so far, Matt? Is it you're going to be scrapping in the relegation zone for most of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've got a difficult task, them and Flanders Mill both start the season, lacking experience. Obviously, Flanders Mill's done pretty well, if you like, really, since in their first three games, although it is early days. But I think Cabot West are still sort of feeling their way around the league and just get used to the new surroundings. Since leaving the league, I think it was 6 years ago, the Welsh Premier League has changed immensely in terms of quality and competitiveness. There aren't really any big teams in the league now, and the step up from the Welsh League of the Alliance and to play in the top flight is quite the jump. And they kept a lot of the squad together from last year, so they have got a good mentality. They've got obviously a lot of cohesion, which helped them get promotion in the first place. So I think the job for them now to really kick on the back of this result midweek against Pennybon, and obviously look to build for the next few games.
And the Haverford West, they're in action at the weekend. There's all 6 games in the Welsh Premier League. I'm just going to go through them now, Matt, and ask you for a quick fire prediction. Bala host Connors Quay at Marley's Tegid. Which way do you see that one going?
That's a tricky one because Gaff Connors Quay really are a team who aren't quite fire at the moment, but I think they will sooner or rather later. Bala started quite well, they'll be happy with them so far, so I think that'll be a draw. I'll take 2-2.
Aber Airbus, which way do you see that one swinging?
Another tough one again. I probably lean over Airbus.
Obviously, Bangor went to Airbus on Friday and turned them over. They host Carmarthen. Surely they'll be looking for 3 points there, won't they, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. I think they made a couple of assignments in the summer, so things are in favour. They've probably done some difficult people's but they brought some good players, and the winger, I forgot the name now, I can't remember off the top of my head, but he's coming and done quite well. Langos, is it?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, Langos. He's got slightly, and it's given a bit of pace, and sort of added them with an attack, which is what they needed. So, yeah, I think they'll spell the next one, please.
Halford West, MBI landed, no.
Another tough one. Obviously, two of the people excited, and I was a long cut down, that's a wet wheel for Thunderdome. And I would perhaps think maybe they can Halford West can get a draw there, go 1-0.
And TNS, two draws in the last two games. They host Port Talbot. Can Port Talbot do it, Matt? They've never won at the Park Hall.
They haven't won. They came quite close last year in the league chat. But that's quite a game. I think TNS aren't really on the top form at the moment. And it's interesting that they didn't play particularly well before the game against Slander, nobody drew there. And Craig Harrison pretty much kept the same team. Now, wherever he looked, the same team for Talbot, or wherever he looked at the changes, I don't know. But certainly, Talbot and Travel have plenty of confidence. As I said earlier, Andy's got compass for places. And who knows, maybe Talbot can just have the momentum bump and can just get that win. I do think they'll be able to draw, also, if he actually draws the bounce at PNS. So I'll go perhaps.
And the live game, Newtown Real. Can Newtown maintain their 100% league record?
I think so, because they started really well. Not a great deal of changes over the summer. They really kept on from last season's playoff campaign with the European qualifiers. And then obviously they carried that home into the season. So they turned like a really, really tight lift for the moment. I know, I can see them perhaps that one, 2-3 maybe.
And there we have it, the expert analysis from our South Wales reporter, Matthew Burgess, and thanks for coming on the show, Matt. And you've heard it all now, you've had it from the North Wales reporter, the South Wales reporter, and the Mid Wales reporters. That's all we've got time for on Robins Radio this week. It's been action-packed, we've had good guests, good analysis, and we'll be back in a few weeks' time to look at the fixtures that have occurred, any breaking news or big news stories going around the Welsh Premier League. We'll be bringing you the analysis and reaction to them. And one just quickly final note, this weekend marks the end of a 9-year stint as kit man for Newtown's Tyler Clifton. He will be leaving the club after the game against Real on Saturday. He's worked with a number of managers, number of players. Every single person I've spoken to in the last couple of weeks leading up to the departure of Tyler has praised him and said what an asset he has been to Newtown. He's been like part of the furniture for the last 9 years. And if you check out Newtown's website tomorrow, www.newtownafc.co.uk, we'll be bringing you an interview with Tyler, and he'll be recounting his 7 best moments at the club. He's been a lifelong fan, played for the youth system, so it's going to be a great read, and we'll speak to him. That'll be on our YouTube channel after Saturday afternoon's game against Real. So all the best to Tyler in his new venture. And as we said, we're out of time. Thanks to the guests. Obviously, you've had Chris Hughes, Matty Owen, Chris Hughes again, Jamie Price and Gary Lewis from Penryn Cork. Again, as we said, best of luck to them in the next round of the World Cup. And to our other guests that have come on, Stuart Bloor, TNS Radio, all the best with the new show, Rev, and I'm sure I'll be speaking to you live on the air on Saturday afternoon. Thomas Hughes from the North Wales Chronicle, thanks for coming on, Thomas. We'll speak to you again very soon. And as we heard there, Matthew Burgess with his expert analysis on the South Wales teams. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Until then, I've been Johnny Jury, and this has been Robins Radio.